Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Dying to know how we made the show? Check out our free director's commentary episodes at patreon.com/howidied. Or if you're in the mood for something a little lighter, we made a comedy spin-off series following Mike and Ray at the lab before the storm, only on Patreon.
Audio.
Any luck, Lee?
Hey, Sheriff. Well, I managed to get most of the goo out of the inside of the tape.
Does it play?
Not in any normal recorder, but I digitally analyzed the recording itself to get a pretty close representation of what we would have heard if
I don't care about that stuff. Just, what does it say?
Considering the amount of what seems to be voice modulation and the fact that the tape appears to have been recorded over multiple times...
What the fuck is that?
That's what we've got.
Well, enhance.
That's not how it works. You can't just make something better quality. We're not like on CSI.
Enhance, Lee.
I'll do what I can.
Audio Media presents How I Died.
Get in.
Crowley, I'd really rather know what this is about.
You already know what it's about, Spacer. Get in so I don't have to make you.
Uh-oh. Oaks. Seems like the jig is up, John. I mean, you should make her arrest you if I'm being honest, hey?
Do you want me in the back seat?
That'll draw more attention to it. And frankly, I don't think either of us wants that. So please, just... do us both a favor and get in the damn car. Now.
Do you want me to come, John? Or, do you need some alone time?
Thank you. Sheesh.
Should we talk about the purple body?
I'll talk about all of that, don't worry. Just later.
Later. Got it. So we just sit in silence until it's official?
You know my preference when it comes to you. I'd rather keep this part official. Otherwise, I'm going to be the one completely screwed over.
Really, Crowley, I don't know why any of this would impact you negatively. It does fall on me.
Yeah, right. Everything with you comes back to me sometime or another. You're my employee. Well, you were my employee. So I'm responsible for whatever happens.
I'm sorry. If I could go back in time knowing what I know now, I would have been more forthright with you. We never needed to have so much contention if I just...
would have done your job instead of trying to do mine too? Sure. But I get it. I already forgave you for that part. And, well... from my side, too. I wish you felt like you could have trusted me some more. Or that I paid more attention to Noah's shit in the first place. But we move on to more important things now.
Who else knows about this? About me, I mean.
Mendez, Hart. I'm sure Grant will find out soon enough. And Kim.
Kim, too. As if they needed another reason to hate me.
Don't sweat it. I'm not exactly in the best light these days either. Especially after this, I'm sure. But what's done is done.
I'm surprised you're not more mad. I don't know, yelling at me or lecturing.
Why would I lecture you? I don't lecture.
Isn't the precinct the other way?
We're not going to the department.
Is this like one of those shady places cops go to interrogate people?
What the fuck are you talking about, Spacer? We're going to the meatpacking plant.
Oh, fuck. Crowley, please, you don't need to do this. I'll tell you whatever you... What's going on?
We're here. Quit being weird and let's make this official. And don't make me regret it.
What the hell?
Here you go.
Oh my God, Mendez, what happened to your hand?
Just take the badge, Doc.
What's this?
An official consult's ID. Just temporary for today, though.
Yeah, because a visitor's pass for a crime scene is a thing, apparently.
Mendez, don't start with me.
All I'm saying is this is just another case of going outside the book.
That's literally why these passes exist.
Guys, I know what this is. I just meant why. This has nothing to do with ghosts or a purple body.
Ghosts?
No. Well, maybe a purple body. We found evidence we need you to examine that might be linked to the Vincenzo Candor case. Follow me.
I'm sorry, did he just say ghosts?
Who fucking knows?
Why'd you bring me here? Why not Dr. Clark?
Clark's great in the lab, but he's never been in a crime scene like this. I need your eyes here.
I think that was a compliment.
So that whole car ride, you were talking about coming to a crime scene as a consultant.
Yeah. Why? What did you think it was?
Yep, this.
Watch your head.
Ooh. Jesus, that smell never gets better.
What smell? Kidding. Come on, Mendez. I didn't bring any carrion this time.
That's what these are for.
You're gonna smoke on a crime scene.
You're a loss. It's not like we'll damage anything in here anyway.
Smoke will contaminate the area.
Have you looked around, Doc? Everything here is contaminated.
Different kind of contamination. You said this is a meatpacking plant?
Used to be, a couple years ago.
It looks way more run down than just a couple of years.
We're thinking it was used for some other stuff recently. Much worse types of meat.
Stop it. We tracked some intel back to this place from a few sources close to Vincenzo's old operation.
Which would have been easier if we'd gotten it directly from Vincenzo.
Mendez, wait here.
Sure thing, boss.
Spacer, go ahead. Give me a minute.
Where should I,
Look around with gloves and put markers down in places we need to scope out.
I don't even know what I'm looking for.
60 fucking seconds, Spacer.
Sure. Yeah.
Mendez, pull it together for today at least. We can talk later.
I don't know if I can do this, friend. It's fucking wrong.
What is their issue today?
They're in love.
Oh, I didn't see you. You're not dressed like a cop. Why are you here?
I'm dead. I'm assuming you are too, since you can hear me.
I'm not actually. I can see ghosts, though. Are you one of the victims of this place?
I was killed here, yeah. My name's Kate.
John, I'm sorry about what happened to you. I think I'm here to figure that out.
There's not much to figure out. Everyone else left already.
Everyone else?
Spacer!
The police don't know about my gift. Hold on, and then you and I can talk again. Everything okay?
Mendez disagrees with some things inside the department, but he's not wrong. Unfortunately, getting the info from Vincenzo wasn't an option. But we're here, and we found something you need to see.
Remains.
Among other things, this door here.
Looks like my lab, but with more meat hooks.
According to the blueprints, this was the main slaughter room. They'd kill the cattle, drain the blood, chop, and hang.
And knowing Vincenzo's operation, you're thinking they butchered humans.
Women. Mostly. The chef was using this place to kill and package his victims, then send them off using a local shipping company.
The chef.
Big fucker. The muscle for Vincenzo, apparently.
And you've arrested him now with this info, right? He's not gonna show up?
He's dead.
Shit. How?
You asked what happened to me a few weeks ago. Mendez and I put us into a dangerous situation, and we got T-boned by another car. Chef and Vincenzo died in the accident, and Mendez lost two of his fingers.
Wow. I've been out of the loop.
Yeah. And sure as shit, neither of those two fuckers had their bodies handled by stiffs.
Poor Mendez.
Yeah.
Can he still use a gun?
Focus on the case, Spacer.
You nearly died, and I had no idea. What would have happened if you did? For once, we need to stop keeping secrets from each other.
You sound like Mendez. I'm not gonna die, kid. Just look around and tell me what you find.
I'm sorry, Crowley, but if Vin and the chef are dead, why is this top priority?
Because of this.
An IV pole. What's that doing here?
Jeez, you're dense. I always forget that. Vincenzo had CDJ or whatever else.
CJD. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Yeah, whatever. Before he died, he told me he knew about it.
I'd imagine if you're eating human meat, you probably know about it.
Not always. But Vincenzo said he had someone working with him who would, check the supply before shipment. Obviously, they missed one.
And he caught CJD.
And so did any other shithead who ate the meat they shipped out.
So? We already knew the case went outside Springfield.
So, who was checking the fucking meat for him? Vincenzo was going to cooperate and give us his contacts here and across the country.
And then he died in the car accident.
Right.
So now we're left trying to piece things together.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
No more secrets, right? It pains me to say it.
Right.
I got the location of Stephen Maurer's body from Vincenzo. He said they did kill the kid, but someone else wanted him dead. So that's who they gave the body to.
Hold on. You're saying that Vincenzo was supplying Joa?
He was supplying bodies. Mostly living ones, other than Maurer, to the purple body killer. And in exchange, they were checking the meat for disease. Until they weren't.
Jesus Christ. Holy fucking... Wow, this is...
It comes full circle.
Does Mendez know?
Vincenzo mentioned it to both of us before he died. But Mendez doesn't know you're looking into the purple body killer with me.
So he thinks I'm here...
helping close the case on Vincenzo's trafficking ring. Which is why it's a sore subject.
This is heavy, Crowley. This is... Oh my... I need to tell you about that tape you found in the purple body last week.
I'm having my guys work on it. Don't worry. We haven't gotten anything yet, but that's the other reason I brought you here.
Look, I can explain.
I think that whoever this killer is, they might have found out that you noticed a pattern. I think the tape is a threat. That they're going to go after you next.
Really?
I can't be sure. I'm not saying that the killer learned it from Kim, but you definitely didn't try to hide the fact that you knew they existed. So whatever way they found out, they know you're involved. And after what happened with Curtis, I don't want to take any chances. So you're going to be with me on this scene, and you're going to be with me on the next one, too. And every damn day until I can get you back in that lab for good.
Wow. Whoa. Thank you, Fran.
Let's keep it at Sheriff Crowley, okay? Jeez. Here. This perimeter is secure. But keep the walkie on you at all times. I'm gonna go check on Mendez and apologize again.
Thanks, Crowley. What a fucking day.
That police officer, is what she said true? The chef and Vincenzo are dead?
I think so. She had no reason to lie. You were listening.
It's not often I get living people here.
How long have you been here?
A few months. Why?
You should consider moving on.
If Vincenzo and the chef are really dead, that means no more women will be coming here, right?
To be killed? Yeah, hopefully. Unless Joy's still using this place. Did you see anyone else here besides the chef and Vincenzo?
Not anyone living.
No doctor or anybody in a lab coat?
I said no.
What about bodies left in here? Or other medical equipment?
You were involved in this investigation for a while, right?
On the outskirts, really. Why?
Well, could you ask your friends a question for me?
I can try, but I can't just say that you asked. I need a way to explain it.
I had CJD, genetic, passed down from my dad. Were you two saying that I was eaten by...
You're Kate Geller, the missing woman from the freezer. Jesus Christ, yeah, your case, you and Amber were the reason we found and put a stop to Vincenzo's operation.
Because you found Amber alive! In the freezer? She never came here.
No, Kate. Amber died before you, I think. They killed her in the restaurant and then put her back in the freezer. She thought you were dead, too.
She's dead? God. All this time I thought maybe she'd... I stayed here because I kept waiting. Waiting for her body to come in and be chopped up like mine was. Just so I could be here when she turned into a ghost, too. I explained things to so many other girls when they died. I helped them understand and feel better because I told myself I was practicing for Amber. And every goddamn day she didn't show up made me a little more hopeful that... Goddamn it!
Kate, Amber died before you. They killed her first, and then they put her back in the freezer. She thought you were dead in there with her. I'm so sorry. I was at the restaurant when we shut it down. Amber, as a ghost, she was still in the freezer waiting for you to come back, just in case. She helped me figure out the connection with your CJD. It's how we proved the link between Vincenzo's restaurant and your disappearance.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Amber set out to look for you when I left her. She hasn't found you yet.
Have you been listening at all?
You should go back to the restaurant. She doesn't know about this place. If she's looking for you, maybe she'll check back there.
So I'm just supposed to wait again? What if she gave up? What if she didn't wait?
What did you say about Crowley and Mendez earlier? The two cops?
That they're in love.
And how can you tell?
It's obvious. Even if they don't admit it to each other, they have a bond that won't break, regardless of how much they argue, which they were doing a lot before you showed up.
Amber regretted not saying that she loved you in the freezer. I don't think she'd give up waiting for you.
Fuck you, John. God.
I'm sorry for what happened to both of you, Kate. But your bond, it helped save dozens of other potential women from being killed. Go find Amber.
Thank you. Do you need my help pointing out places where...
I'll figure it out. Your job's done. What a fucking day indeed. Bloodstains, definitely something to check out. Cabinets and things, mostly empty. Holy shit. Sealed scalpels and needles, what the fuck? Sheriff Crowley, this is John Spacer.
You have to say over when you're done, and copy when you start talking. Over.
Copy. Sheriff Crowley, this is John. I found something. Over.
Spacer, Mendez is messing with you. What you got?
There are some drawers in this slaughter room filled with medical supplies, like hospital-grade sealed stuff.
I'm on my way. Mendez, get in contact with Springfield General Supply Coordinator and check their logs for any missing supplies.
Copy. Over.
Radiology, too. I found a bunch of chemo bags.
Chemo?
Kim. How I Died is an Audio Media original production, created and written by Vince DiGianni, directed by Chroma Sakura, and mixed by Eric Howell. This episode was edited by Chris Harris-Beachy, with sound design by Christine DiGianni. Our theme song was created by Silent Mike. Starring me as John Spacer, Shayna Waring as Sheriff Crowley, Luis Bermudez as Eric Mendez, Vin Vox as Dr. Kim, and Caitlin Roberts as Amelia. This episode guest starred Sarah Golding as Maureen Levant, Abby Michaels as Kate, Maya Murphy as Lee, and someone as Joy. You'll have to stick around to find out who. If you're enjoying the show, please head over to your favorite podcast app and give us a rating and a review. It really helps us out a ton, and we definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time...
Try not to die.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dunkin' Rewards members who order ahead on the app can get a $2 medium cold brew every day all month long. Not a member? Join on the Dunkin' app and get even more exclusive Dunkin' deals. Dunkin' Rewards. Save them, stack them, use them how you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Limit 1 per member per day. Additional charges and terms may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.